On Binghamton University Week, how much digital media is too much? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Peter Gerhardstein, professor of psychology, examines a new way to measure overuse.
Do you find yourself on your phone a lot? Has it ever crossed your mind that you could be addicted to digital media? Unfortunately, current tools that measure the overuse of digital media are outdated, not only in the way they speak about technology, but also in the way they're created, with specific antiquated tech questions in mind. Due to the rapidly evolving nature of digital media, these questions become outdated and less relevant to measuring media addiction as time goes on. To address these shortcomings, our research team has developed a tool that will make it easier for clinicians and researchers to measure digital media addiction as new technologies emerge. Our goal was to create something that reflects current understandings of how digital addiction works that won't go obsolete once the next big tech change hits. We collaborated with the Digital Media and Treatment Education Center, or DTEC, in Boulder, Colorado, founded by Tracy Markle and Dr. Brett Kennedy, to develop and test the Digital Media Overuse Scale, or DMOS. Instead of focusing on the tech, we built a set of skeletal questions that focus on psychology. Because of this, the tool is more versatile and can be applied to many domains of digital media, such as general smartphone use, internet video consumption, social media use, and gaming. Clinicians and researchers who use the DMOS can make their investigations as broad or as granular as they'd like. Initial indications are that the DMOS is a reliable, valid, and extendable clinical instrument capable of providing clinically relevant scores within and across digital media domains. We'll be conducting follow-up studies using the DMOS to garner more information and potentially expand the scale in collaboration with DTEC. We look forward to continuing to develop a useful tool in today's age of digital media usage.
That was Peter Gerhardstein of Binghamton University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.